We had the big news breaking yesterday that Tiger Woods is having to deal with an issue in court that Erica Herman, his now former girlfriend, is suing to get out of the non-disclosure agreement that she signed. So we have a phone number for Tiger. Let's call him and see if he'll talk to us about this. It's just always something with this poor guy.
I know it.
Had to deal with an awful lot.
Hello.
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Mirror.
Hey, Tiger.
What's the matter?
I'm just very sad this morning.
What's going on?
Erica's breaking up with me.
Yeah, we heard.
I'm so sad.
Sounds like you broke up with her.
She broke up with me, and it's right before she promised me that I was going to get to watch her go to the bathroom.
What?
That's too bad. You waited 5 years for that.
I know. And this one really hurts because she let me go further with her than any of my other girlfriends or wives.
Oh.
You know what she did?
Hmm.
Erica let me kiss her arm.
Wow, that's pretty big.
And she let me brush up against her backside with my knee.
Okay, I think you need to be careful about what you say right now.
And one time, she even drew me a picture of her boobs.
Drew you a picture.
So this one really hurts.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we're sorry.
I'm so depressed that I'm eating ice cream and Reese's mixed together inside cupcakes.
That sounds pretty good.
And I've already eaten a feed bag of Skittles this morning.
Oh no.
Gosh.
I'm going to weigh like 300 pounds and have more diabetes than like 12 Wilford Brimleys.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, what do you think of Erica asking this judge to let her out of the non-disclosure agreement?
I think that it's wrong that she's doing that.
Okay. That's pretty strong.
And I'm going to tell her right now, don't do that.
Okay.
I can't believe she turned on me like this. We were so close. We used to watch cartoons together,
mm-hmm.
and we would play tag. Mm-hmm. And I even let her inside my treehouse.
Wow, it got serious.
Uh-huh. She took such good care of me. She would fix my cereal for me every morning.
Oh.
Wow.
She even poured it into my favorite Steven Universe bowl. And even used 2% milk, which my mommy won't let me have. And I don't, you know what? She broke up with me, and she's mad, so you know what I did?
Hmm.
I locked her out of my house.
Yeah, we heard about that. She couldn't go in there anymore.
It was so great. My team convinced her to go on a fake vacation.
Tricked her.
I know. We told her that she was going to meet Prince Harry and Meghan at the Pope's house with Justin Bieber, and she bought it. She totally bought it.
That worked.
Uh-huh. And while she was gone, we changed the house number and repainted the siding, so she'll never find the house now.
I don't know if that worked.
Yeah, that's just sad.
And why are people so concerned about my NDAs? Why don't they look at Phil's NDA? Phil has everyone sign NDAs.
Does he?
Yes, because he doesn't want people to know about his extensive gambling debts.
Yeah.
And how many guys he's had to get on his knees in front of to forgive gambling debt.
Okay,
come on.
These are accusations.
Why are people talking about that?
Well, I've never heard about that.
But you know what? I'd rather have people bag on me for NDAs than to play on that stupid Live Tour.
Yeah, that's what Phil's doing.
That tour's more spare than a donut tire. You know where I learned about NDAs from?
Who?
I learned it from Jack.
Really?
Uh-huh. Jack had all his side pieces signed NDAs.
Oh, I don't that way about Jack that. Nicklaus. That's terrible.
He did. You know who I wish were still alive to see me insist upon NDAs?
Mm. Who's that?
The vodka-bloated bovine who before his heart got so sausage up with deep fried shrimp that we had to bury him in the ground so we wouldn't hear his verbal abuse and complaints of chest pains. Once got so horny for reproductive release that he scoured the local classified ads for Asian land wars that he could sign up for so he could roam the countryside sniffing the ground for an ovulating female who had briefly sat upon a rock and left a dollop of girl syrup as a scent sample for him to follow as he fought the Chinese and the Korean against the Korean War against the Japanese while he pursued her until she ran into a bar on top of Mount Everest where she slammed a Cosmo and hired a condor to talon her off the mountain to safety from all the Earl horny until the bird dropped her into an abandoned golf cart in an Indiana cornfield where she hotwired it and took off being a stereotypical poor driver while Earl was busy on horseback swimming across the Pacific while thumbing 28 Viagra suppositories into his hell place in preparation for his romantic rendezvous before he found her at a various ticket stock and hastily made a mating nest out of garbage and water damaged carpet, aggressively bending her over a Christmas tree decorated with enthusiastic consent ornaments, and made his tinkle stick pulse with coursing ectoplasm and entered her period purse before she grew a balding fetus that 9 months later made her squat over a garbage disposal and fire 15-time major-winning NDA-insisting serial cheater into a stainless steel vegetable strainer.
Jeez,
it's unbelievable.
He says hi.
Okay.
So it all started because he was scanning the classifieds for an Asian land war?
That's right, Peters.
All right.
I will say, hang in there, Tiger. Hang in there. I learned something new
every time
about his dad's relationships.